day?
Oh, I like.
Look, I made a.
If y'all seen this, happy 4th of July, you know what I'm saying?
Even though this might be uploaded later.
Yeah.
July. Happy early, late 4th of July.
You know, I got a question since we on that. Why does Christmas always have to have, when people say Christmas or Christmas time, they see happy holidays. But any other time, it's like, nobody will see happy holidays on the other holidays.
It's Christmas. You forgot Christmas. I think Christmas is the number one celebrated holiday, then Halloween the second.
But they don't say happy holidays on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. They just say happy Halloween.
Right. Well.
But yo, you know the crazy thing is? People get mad if you, some people get mad if you say happy holidays on Christmas instead of Merry Christmas. Niggas be saying like happy holidays, let's just Merry Christmas.
Oh bitch.
Come on, niggas are saying almost the same damn thing.
I say what I want.
Don't get mad at me because I didn't use your choice. Or words, nigga.
No vocabulary.
Your pronunciation. It was crazy if you run at full sprint, nigga.
I would hate that right there. You land on your head? Oh my gosh.
I said, nigga, I'm out. I'm out, coach. Look at me. I'm out, coach. I landed on my neck.
You alright?
Look, I'm alright. I almost died.
Good snag. I got one highlight. I'm gonna show you my best highlight from my high school career. And I want you to see, I want you to judge and say if I'm down or not. Cause everybody was saying I was down. Look at this. Running back. I'm the running back. Let me know if I'm down or not. Everybody say I was down. Ain't nobody called it. Did my knee touch the ground?
It didn't look like it. I be like, this shit, nigga. I like, nigga, I take y'all like, they ain't say he down. Shut the hell up.
What? No, still going. He said people took to take me down.
It'd be crazy if somebody just catch a football, like, over you, like, moss your ass with one hand.
What? Damn. You ready to get this started?
I thought it was already started.
I mean, yeah.
Matter of fact, okay, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, ZTR. Zach, a.k.a. Zach the Riot.
It's your boy, Ben, 2 times, a.k.a. Bambino.
And welcome, Southern Royals. Yeah.
I question you, cuz.
All right.
You ever heard of Passport Bros, right?
Passport Bros?
Where men go out there to other countries and find a woman because the modern Western woman right now, you know, modern Western women don't want to submit at times. Yeah. They always want to be top dog and all that.
Want to be like man?
Like be like a man. Some women do in the Western world. Like you know, like here. Do you support that other dude? Cause you got other women out there. It's like here with Western women. Some Western women want they want a modern man. They want a traditional man, but they don't want to be a traditional woman.
They want to be the one that's in charge and shit.
Like they don't want to cook and clean and all that. If the man going out there to get it, having going to work, making all the money and stuff, and supporting you and the kids and himself, but you don't want to stay there since you watching over the kids, watch the kids, cook, pick up around the house and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do nothing. You just want to sit there and be lazy while when he come home from working hard at work, you want him to cook and clean, do all that stuff.
She
want to
be the definition of a housewife, but then don't want to do housewife tasks.
Same thing, like you got women out here.
So she's literally doing nothing. Really.
Yeah, you got women out here that want to do husband things, but she don't want to do. But she just still want to be the girlfriend, don't want to do the wife thing.
Oh no, it ain't a rule right there.
But you got women out there like in other countries that they look good
mm-hmm.
and all that. They respect the man how they are, and. You know, while he out there making the money doing work, they out there home being, you know, loyal. doing what they need to do.
And loving women.
You know, like clean the kitchen, clean the house, picking up everything, cook food when he come home. Sometimes the husband might say, you know what, let me cook. They cook. Mm-hmm. They can sit down, relax, and they cook. So I'd be like this. If it was me, and if I had a wife or a girl, like mainly a wife, and we had kids and she was the main one staying home, I was making all the money, I'd be like this. You cook during the week, mm-hmm. I cook during the weekends.
That's easy because it can't be always one-sided.
Yeah, or sometimes during the weekday, I'd be like, you know what, I'm bringing some home. Or I say, you know what, hey, don't cook right now, because if I get off work not too late, I'm bringing stuff to make some to make dinner tonight. I can
go
cook.
Shopping.
Yeah, I'm going shopping. I'm bringing some stuff I can cook, so you don't have to cook. That would be me. But, you know, with passport brothers, like I said, men go out there to other countries and they find that traditional woman. You got a woman who be good-looking woman. You think they be too beautiful and they actually, but you know, they...
At the same time, they
be like, they want a man and they would do any... They would do what... They would do what the modern Western woman won't do.
Well, you got a point there at the same time, yeah.
Well, some modern Western woman, correct it. What some modern Western woman won't do. So do you support that? It was like a 50-50 with you.
It's a 50-50 right now, because I'm just new to that right now, so...
I feel like I kind of support it, but like...
At the same time, I really don't, because you can really find some girls out here who does it stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm 50-50 with that. It's like, you can't say all modern Western women are like that. You got to find, but like at the same time, would you say, like, I'll give you an example. Let me give you two things to compare. I'm going to say this. If there was a group full of unfaithful women, like, you know, is that freaking...
Troy Polamalu?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yo, I said, when that nigga was in high school, god dang. But, so say there was a group full of, you know, unfaithful women like hoes. Like, you know, like hoes. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That's the best thing I can say, like hoes. But out of that group is that one faithful girl that would never do anything wrong, that would respect you. You respect her. She will respect you as long as you respect her.
Mm-hmm.
She treats you like you are a human being, and like you... Well, her loving spouse or partner, as you would do the same to her. Basically, do unto people that you know. What? How's the saying go? Treat others like the way you want to be treated.
Treat people you how you want to be treated.
Yeah. So you treat her with respect, kindness, and love. She do the same thing for you. You be faithful. She'll be faithful to you.
And you're getting the same thing back in return.
Back in return. But she's that. But she's her whole group is just like hoes.
But she the good one out of the group.
Would you go ahead and try to risk this just to find her? But let me also give you another example that equals to that. Say it was a group full of lions.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that group, one group full of lions is that one lion that won't bite you. Would you go ahead and risk your life to go ahead to find which lion it is? It was a group full of lions. If it was a group full of lions, and only one line, that whole group is just nice. Don't bite you, won't do anything, won't harm you, won't maul you. But all the other ones will. Would you risk your life to go find that one line?
Hell no, because by the time I find that one line, shit, I'm going to be half dead.
So would you say the same thing if there was a group full of hoes, and then there was that one faithful, that one saint of a woman out that whole group? Would you go ahead and risk your feelings or risk your, you know, well-being? Well, not like that, but right, you know, would you take the time to go ahead and find that one?
I might
see. So it's like, but the thing is, like,
but it's like
we don't know, because right. we gonna assume that everybody is like that.
But you gotta feel them out. Really gotta feel the person out before.
But yeah, I'm 50-50 with the passport, bro. I'm like 50-50 because you can't say all modern Western women are like that, because mm-hmm. you got some ones that are dimes out here.
True people, genuine people. But yeah, I'm 50. I'm gonna look it up some more. You caught that?
Yeah. Ain't you saying you supposed to tell me something on the episode we recorded? You said you gotta tell me something.
When did I say that?
I don't even know. You didn't even tell me, bro. You said you was gonna wait till we record.
I don't know. Shit.
Told you to write that shit down. We both got ADHD. We gotta write shit down. That's why I write my stuff down. I just write things down just because I might forget it. I'd be like, damn, this would be a right thing to say on the podcast. I just want to know.
Dang, what
did what I... Cuz gonna say? What for the people who watch this video? If y'all comment on this video, think about. That's a hefty ass boy. That's a thick ass boy.
What did you say? That's a big boy.
Video? What was that video you showed me? Run, boy, chop, run, sir. I said, damn. That man like, how you ran? He like this.
That boy ran with rhythm.
I say, bruh, he running with all his fat jiggles. I'm like, god damn.
Oh, you know, I think I got a question now. Yeah. What do you do if you don't got no toilet paper? What do you do?
Shit, get a rag, I don't know. I have no idea. Shit. If I'm stuck on the toilet, that's shit.
Nasty.
Just use a rag and just throw them out.
All right, so what if you can get up off the toilet and shit? Like, you're not stuck on the toilet, but yeah. You know, you can get up. You gonna win in the pool it, or you just going?
Nah, I can't do that. Nah, I ain't winning the pool and shit. I am not. You got me messed up. I ain't winning pool and nothing. Just for my butt to smell like that? No.
I mean, this is a quick little run out and get it.
Nah.
I ain't lied to it before.
You gotta clean, bro. Either that or go in the shower and clean your ass. Wash your ass.
Like, I did it before. Nobody was at the house. So I'm by myself. I'm like, hey, I need toilet paper.
Nah.
I'm begging like middle school though.
And all of a sudden you sit down. Yeah. That shit, and you get up and all of a sudden that shit on your underwear and shorts.
Mm-hmm. And you shit before you shit.
You shit before you shit. That's hell.
So you ain't gonna win in the pool?
I'm not winning pooing nothing, bro. Since you said about toilets, bro, listen, remember that TV show? I'm gonna bring up old TV shows again. These are some of the TV shows we forgot growing up too. Mm-hmm. Remember on TLC or TCL? Network, when they had those other shows, like, you know, that 600, my 600 pound life and Who's the Biggest Loser.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw since I got YouTube Prime now, I ain't gotta worry about ads and shit, but like,
fucking
no, that was for my video, bro. I make reaction videos, I gotta use that shit. I get pissed off. I said, shit. He said, do you worry about your teeth? I said, I got toothpaste and whitener, nigga, I don't need that. Be gone.
Be gone.
They talk about cheap, they scream cheapskates.
Oh yeah, bruh, I know about
tell
this
me
one.
Why this black woman, you knew how they are, right? Mm-hmm. She married a dude. This dude got two, I think he's a PhD and he's a doctor, so he could be a principal if he wanted to, right? At a school. So the thing was, he extreme cheapskate, right? He's after every basketball practice he deals with the kids, he pick up loose change that's on the floor.
Oh, I seen that one.
And then the wife gonna go ahead and agree to give him her check. I like bullshit. And then that man gonna go ahead and give him a weekly allowance of $20. I say, nigga, $20.
What we gonna do with $20?
I said, nigga, that's half of my tank right there. That's right. Gas, bro. She said, and then she said, I need more money. I was like, why don't your stupid heart done this? You keep on everything in one account. He keeps his account. Mm-hmm. I keep my account. You keep a joint account for the house.
Exactly.
So guess what? You put partial of your check in the joint account, and the rest of the money you keep to yourself. Gonna go ahead and agree and give him your check. Oh, you a damn lie.
You must be stuck on stupid.
And then let me tell you this: you
talking about the dinner part when they went to dinner?
No, not that part yet. But the thing was, he showed up their finances, right? How much they got in their accounts.
Mm-hmm.
He said he told the camera. I'd be like, why are you telling the camera people? You should have done this off camera. But now, if your wife sees the episode, she probably divorce your ass or beat your ass because you showed this.
Well, he had no money?
No, they had money. He was just showing the accounts that he wanted to show his kids and his wife. As soon as they leave, he had other accounts. One account, he had $2,000, $3,000, some odd dollars. Another account, he had $5,000. And in one joint, in one account, this man had $300,000 saved up. $312,000 saved up.
Damn.
Or $31,000. I looked at him, I like, yep. You either getting a divorce or your wife whooping your ass.
Probably both. Yeah.
And then you got the son right there. He's I asked for a desk. Bitch, you can go to Piggly Wiggly.
Well, shit, that nigga, he made a makeshift desk out of a broken table. And
that was the daughter at the broken desk saw that bad part off and put it against the wall. I ain't gonna lie, when that episode came out, me and the daughter were the same age. I'm like, look, when I was little, I said, I can get with it. I said, I wouldn't mind. But then when I saw later on how she would act, I'm like, no.
No, fuck no, baby.
I said, I can't.
And she had a sweet 16 birthday party on episode 2. I think she did.
I don't know, but listen, bro. I would have whooped your ass if you showed the secret accounts, huh?
No. This not this episode, but it's a different episode. Mm-hmm. With the lady who timed a man taking showers. You never seen that one?
The lady or what?
She timed him taking
showers. Oh, that was the one I showed you. I tried to show you, but you said you already saw that one.
Yes.
Navy showers. I like sun and turn off the TV when commercials hit.
Right.
How the hell we going to know when commercial over?
Right.
Time it for 30 seconds. Some commercial be longer than 30 seconds.
And then she cooked the lasagna in the dishwasher.
That's crazy. It kept on reusing that boiled water that had chunks in it.
Right.
I like that. Go ahead and take the light bulb out one room and put it in another room to save power. I said, you can keep the light bulb in the light fixture and just turn the lights off.
That's common sense. That's how you know them shit was fake.
But then she gonna go to the grocery store and pick out the stuff that she pick out the banana. She said she gonna peel the banana and put it in the bag and put the whatever banana she didn't take, she put back on the thing, or take some grapes out the off the vine and put it in the bag and weigh it. That's contamination. Okay. And she was a nurse. And the dude said, I don't know why. I said, how about you get your ass up and take your two kids and get you an apartment?
Right.
Leave.
Go with your mama.
Oh, God.
You'll be all
right. Now, it was crazy when one dude gonna go ahead, he said he eats carcasses, right? Like, he goes to the butcher shops and get, like, lamb heads with the brain still in it, boiling the water and shit like that. He got a salmon carcass, bruh, with the salmon with only with bits of meat on the skeleton, on the back. I like, nigga.
That's disgusting.
There's no way this shit is true. And then, you know, black dude, trying to spend $20 for his anniversary. And then with the white woman, you look at the white woman, you know, if you were around her age, like, you know, she look all right. She look nice. So I'm like, I said, you know, she look nice. And then you got a black dude. I said, why you? Nigga said, I still do it out of love. No, you don't.
No, $20.
$20. Come on. I know money ain't everything to show your appreciation and love. But
at least
on.
Get us something special.
Yeah, something special. He going to have a whole party. What?
You must be seeing a bag.
Bag. But that dude got, skeeted in it good.
Mm-mm.
That man slid across the back.
Is he on point
right now? I'm feeling right now.
Damn, his soda pad is sticking up.
God. But now, I guess when he said he would get a cake, he was going to have like a little anniversary party. I'd be like this. I'm not having no party for my anniversary. It's just for me and my wife.
All right. That ain't my anniversary.
And then they're going to go ahead. I used to get a cake. He said, you do cake pops? He's going to do cake, but it was push-up cake pops at the bakery. And instead of him getting a whole cake, he going to ask, like, well, how much if I get the icing off the cake? I'm like, bro, just get out.
Just get the fuck out.
I'll be telling him, I don't get why people are haggling. I'll be like, bro, this is a mom-and-pop type establishment. You can just get the hell out. There's no haggling, no prices, bruh.
Get your little teapad.
And the thing was, he bought balloons. Instead of saying happy anniversary, this thing got random balloons that were out of season. Like, no, happy graduation.
Oh, like
Paw Patrol, those police, Paw Patrol type shit. I know not. Instead of put helium in them, he said, well, I gotta pay for air, and I can just blow it myself.
No.
And then he will blow it into the balloons, and then he'll get tape and stick them to the wall. I like, bruh. And the wife looked, she like, they said, surprise, wife, like, and froze. And then the woman said, I can't believe it. I said, believe it, nigga.
No, yeah.
You married them.
You married that man. You walked into you. This is what you signed up for. You gonna say.
But these spouses be saying, like, I can't believe it. Believe it. You married. You knew what you was getting into.
You been with this man for how many years?
Oh, God, bruh. And there was another one where the wife was cheap. She had her 10-year-old son's birthday. Guess. Just say one thing. Guess where the cheapest place you can have your son's birthday party at? 10-year-old.
In the park?
No, at a retirement home. bunch of old people there and shit. And he like this D touching. He like. I like, nah.
Old man come say, yeah, you want the jello? You want your pudding?
Another old man came there, gave him a hug on the face. I got cake. I was like, he like, I still hug me, bro. I don't know you.
Fuck off me, Gerald.
Gerald tire, nigga. Tires and brakes. Having an ass, nigga. That pissed me. And the lady look at him like, really? I told her, when the lady tell me, I said, ma'am, get out of the establishment. Please go.
A birthday party?
I ain't got no time for that shit.
For who you old? 10?
You know your friends be gonna be clowning you after that shit.
What?
She said, and you got one, I don't care how cheap. Yeah, another one with the lady. She was having a long distance relationship with this dude, right? He was in Atlanta. She was in Dallas, I think. She was black, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime she can get like a flight that's going to Atlanta, she gonna take it so she ain't gotta spend money to go see him. And she said, glad they ain't living together. She saved money for her so she can deal with a long distance relationship. Niggas, they went to like, in Atlanta or in Georgia, they had this man drive like about 3 to 4 hours to an airport that has unclaimed baggage. Like unclaimed baggage. They take any stuff that's been unclaimed,
mm-hmm.
they will take it to that place to resell it.
Wow.
Like a Goodwill type thing. For people who you'd be finding some things. People be actually leaving like diamond rings and stuff there.
Shit.
But like, and some game systems. Nigga, but tell me why he drove 3 to 4 hours there. She said, you gonna have a good time. But I'll tell her this. I said, I don't give a fuck. I said, I best have my gas money.
You
best take me somewhere to eat.
You can't
eat. And guess what? Look, when we get back, I better get the works. I'm serious. I better get the works. Nigga, I said, after we done, I want my left eye. I want to go blind in my left eye.
Damn, man, so you want to go blind in his left eye?
I want the works, bro.
Now, woo, shit.
I want to look like I worked like an 8-hour shift.
12.
Exactly, 12.
And it was hot.
I want to feel the beads of sweat coming down my face. That man wearing purple and yellow.
The spats.
Yeah, I'm looking. But, bro. That shit crazy. She gonna go ahead and take, if she work as a flight attendant, she gonna take the nut, like the mixed nuts things from the flights, even when people open them and put their hand in them, she still take them and put it in a jar at her house. Don't care how stale it is, and it's gonna be until it's gone. She'll eat until it's gone. She survived by taking plates of food that they haven't served at the end of the flight and taking them home.
No.
Like unopened ones. But I'm like, nigga, you too that cheap just to buy groceries?
You getting money, you getting paid by, and the airport paying good too.
As a flight attendant?
Right.
I said, nigga, this is crazy. One dude gonna go ahead and bike instead of getting the car. This man bike to like a long distance friend. He bikes 76 miles.
Goddamn. No,
to a friend. I was like, nah, nigga, you biking for that long? He biked ever since the '80s. I said, damn. Now you know that nigga fit.
You know what's weird too about being cheap?
What?
That man had washed in his hot tub and cleaned his clothes. And
yeah, I saw in the same thing.
In the same hot tub. Like, why?
And then he kept his whole house wrapped up to keep it nice and fresh. I like, man. And guess what? I was looking for the first person who got divorced. I like, I'm glad you got divorced.
I'm glad you got divorced.
I'm glad. I said, she look all right. She looked like an upstanding white woman. Caucasian. From the mountains of Caucasus. Redhead.
Lady is bright-skinned.
Bright-skinned. And she was a redhead. You know she be on fire sometimes, but shit.
I'm done with this nigga here. I'm about to walk up this damn podcast.
But shit, I like, you did that to her? Anniversary. This nigga said for Christmas, he bought her Oreos and Doritos. I like, and she went in the next room and cried. I like, nigga.
You cried?
She cried. No, she cried. I said, if she was black, she'd have whipped his ass.
What?
There's no crying.
Cuss him out, kick him out of the house, and called his mama. She was not playing no games about that motherfucker. And your son over here is a dumbass.
He's a big-ass dummy. He a big dummy.
He a big dummy.
Dummy. Move him. Come on, dummy. Move this thing, dummy. Dummy. Man, you had to say dummy twice?
Chris Tucker or Martin Lawrence?
For like, who's better?
Yeah.
I never heard that much of Martin, I ain't gonna lie, so I can't even tell. I heard Martin stand up.
Like movie wise too.
Oh, movie wise?
Movie wise, show wise, all together.
Damn. Who would you pick?
I'm saying Martin.
I would say that, but I might go with Chris Rock a little bit. You said Chris Rock or Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker. I'm still saying Martin no matter what, because.
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys. Rebound.
Big Mama.
All the Big Mamas. Black Knight.
What was the one he was playing as a diamond thief, but he tried to play as a cop?
Oh, damn.
And Dave Chappelle was on there.
I knew you were talking about. Fuck,
I forgot. Yeah. The Martin Show. Yeah, I'll go with Martin. I ain't gonna lie.
Excuse me. Like another one. Jeezy or Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I would say Jay-Z is one of the biggest prolific ones. Like, you can't lie. He was one of the big ones before Lil Wayne.
Fuck that big lip nigga.
What if you say that nigga's still a billionaire? Nigga turn a crack rock to a goddamn office space, nigga. That nigga owns cookies.
So would you take...
He owns cookies, nigga. He has his own weed spot.
Oh, shit.
Business.
So would you take a conversation with Jay-Z over $50,000? Please, if you say yes, I'm gonna walk the fuck out.
Why would you say that?
Hmm?
If you take a conversation, that nigga can tell you how to make $50,000 into a meal.
Shit, I know that, but shit, I can get that from anybody.
I have to take the advice because you learn more than you can just get the money.
Walk the fuck off.
I'm picking knowledge that I can make more money out of. You can walk off, nigga. I don't care. You can walk off. I'm picking knowledge to make more money than the straight up $50,000.
But I can get that from anybody, though.
Not anybody. Not the way how he does it. So would you take... You passing up a conversation with a billionaire where you can become a billionaire.
Hell yeah.
He can help you become a billionaire.
Yeah, I'm still making money, but still though.
I'd rather take that thing if you can help become being a billionaire. I'm a thousandaire with $50,000, nigga. I want to be a billionaire.
I usually would flip it. Get some investments, you know what I'm saying?
Investment that might crash, nigga.
You make your own business.
You good? Sound like an old man talk.
What else can you do? You can open your own business and make that a side business on that. Network. You can get that from a crackhead.
Like, shit. Shit. You should get that from a crackhead.
Now see, you're doing it all wrong. You need to be making this money right. Give it to me.
And I'll get you what you need.
I'm going to build it up for you.
Nigga, based on that shit on cocaine and blow, nigga.
You come back, what money? Shit, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be like, I don't know.
Shit, what money? What I get? I don't know the fucking money you gave. Nigga, my dad don't hurt.
I have another TV show, I ain't gonna lie. How about Wife Swap?
Oh, that show was
That shit was
That shit was retarded. Oh, we can't even say that word.
Oh, shit. Yes, you can.
No, we can't.
Well, I bleep it out.
I don't know if you're gonna not, but yeah, that show was slow. As many times them black folk wanted to beat them white kids behind, oh my goodness.
No, especially when you had a show with white lady, a woman from a white family gonna go ahead and eat raw meat. It's cleansing, and then once what black woman cooked them food, they got sick. How you got sick from cooked food?
Right. And you can get sick from eating raw.
Cause you immune. Sometimes he said we keep it until they kinda get like a little tang to it. A little tang?
Ew.
What the hell you mean by tang, sir? What you mean by that?
Damn. Today's an off day today. God damn, I'm off my check.
Well, I got something. How about this? You heard about the Jonathan Majors case? The actor that played as
in Creed?
Yeah. And also played you know what? He's innocent. He found innocent. But guess what? You wanna know what happened?
Yeah.
You wanna know what the real story was? She lied.
Just like the lady with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, but she lied saying that they had a whole argument. He put her hands on him after they got in the car. And then you know once they found her, he said like you know beat her up with her your blood's cut out her I think her right ear, right or left ear, and her right hand like how, you know, was bruised up because of all that. But guess what? You want to know what really happened?
What?
They said this.
Did you try to, oh damn, I can't say that.
What?
Cut it out. But did you try to do a Rihanna? You know.
Did he even hear?
He did, but she started the shit, and then she just kept egging it on.
I feel like. What did he really say?
Hmm?
He said he believes no man should put their hands on women, but if she taught you goddamn much, hey.
Hey.
But now he started to take that out. But
I raise my left to my right.
Yeah. But now, the thing is, I can bleep it out. But the thing is, this is how it went. The driver saw everything too when it was in the car. He said.
So he testified.
Yeah, he testified. He said the driver went ahead and saw them. They were arguing and all that, but he did not put his hands on her. Once he got out of the car, she was pulling out his jacket. She was pulling out Jonathan Major's jacket and all that when he was getting out of the car. He said Jonathan didn't put no hands on her. He ain't said nothing. He said, you know what, stop, I'm done. Go ahead, do what you want to do. So instead of him going back to his house, he went ahead and got a hotel room and stayed for the hotel room for the night. Claiming, then, you know, the girl, she went ahead and must be befriended people that saw the argument that happened between them.
Mm.
Like the whole situation. So she went to the bar with them. And apparently, she said at that time, Jonathan had, you know, hit her in the head or whatever and broke her hand. But at that time, she was at the time that she said it happened, she was at the bar. And the bar caught footage of her.
Oh, she's a dumbass.
You know, the bar caught footage of her drinking and doing stuff.
Excuse me. Damn.
Damn, I know. She was doing stuff with that she needed both of her hands to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, they got hurt by doing that, so she lied about that. And then later on, they said she went ahead. And I think he must have had cameras in his house. You have to have cameras.
You gotta have cameras in your house.
And then she went ahead, got to the house, and went to sleep or whatever. Then when they said Jonathan said when he left the hotel room that morning to go to his house, he had to get called a locksmith because his bedroom door was locked from the inside. So when the locksmith opened it, they saw her. Spread up, messed up all on the bed. I don't know if she was like unclothed, like she didn't have no clothes on or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they saw her sprawled out on the bed. Blood was coming from her head, either her left ear or right ear, from her head. And they saw her hand, her right hand.
Messed up
like, you know, purple and pink. And they saw like throw up right next to her on the bed.
So she was trying to make that all, like she was drunk as hell.
Yeah, but she was drunk and whatever she did, you know she had to mess up something in the house
mm-hmm.
to do all that.
They gotta find that. So he's found innocent, so she need to be locked up for false accusation.
But can I also tell you something? When you go on TikTok, you got a whole bunch of people wanting the downfall of him.
Oh, yeah.
They kept on saying, oh, he's this, he's that, he did this, he did such thing, like he should go to jail. But as soon as he got proven innocent, you ain't hear none of them come out with an apology.
And they're gonna be like, I still don't believe him.
But like, bruh, that's what you believe. So you got people out here that want to do like pray the downfall on so many people today.
Like literally.
Like, bruh.
That shit's sad. Like, bro, grow up.
Like,
live your life.
I feel like TikTok now is a place where people go ahead and try to go and just talk and just do a whole bunch of shit and clash with people.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok at first supposed to be like, you know, nice and all that, like with dances and people, you know, doing funny things for views and stuff like that. But now you just doing some stupid shit right now.
Man, even with the baby stuff they're doing, like baby just, they not baby just be putting their head on the floor and that look like they're shaking their butt.
Yeah.
And now people in the comments, some kids should be doing that nowadays. You're showing them too much adultery. Like, we're the parents.
Like, bro, mind your business. We are the parents. Like, don't mess with my methods or some shit like that. Like,
it's always a negative comment on any video that's good.
Like, let me prove this.
Hmm.
I think I should still have it. Damn, okay, matter of fact.
They watch
it. Don't know what the hell on them. Let me see this. All right, this is a driveway. She's pushing him. Big ass dude trying to get through the small ass window. Can somebody help her? Oh, she got a hammer. She said, I'm about to beat this shit. He better watch out for his hands. I'm surprised she didn't hit his hand.
I'm surprised she didn't hit his shoulder.
Oh, God.
Told that nigga up.
say when work changes you forever. Nigga hit his hand. I would've hit his hand.
I think she nudging the hammer on him though, so that shit gotta hurt. She said, fuck it. I'm going home.
She gone. She is done.
What? Where we at?
I see you not see with a hammer, bruh.
I'm gonna see that part two.
Let me see.
Oh, that's what you talking about.
Okay,
all right. What's the chain? I'm gonna look at that now. Cheryl.
I see I had kids. Aw, you a little nice little dress.
Nice little dress.
You a nice little dress.
Alright.
You a little sliding dress. God damn, that shit big, isn't it? Oh, that's her knees. I was like, God damn. Alright, that's big. I thought she gonna step on it. I was like, God damn.
That shit big as hell, show.
I said, bruh. I didn't want to laugh, but I might miss a laugh. She stepped on it, she tripped and fall. Oh, no.
Oh, he.
Oh, baby, what happened? I feel, damn it.
This big ass dress got me shit.
Shit. I mean, nah, right here. This one. When I said he's not a real father, like that video I made.
Oh, yeah. Reaction,
check out the reaction video I had uploaded like about like a couple of weeks ago. It's about like, it's about when an actual virgin, like, just went off or try to prove a case to all these girls that have OnlyFans. Like, just check that out. And check out Bam channel, Bambino, his channel. And check out my channel, Zach the Riot.
Link in the description.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But the thing was, you already saw the video. The video is basically about when the girl said she, has OnlyFans and her father is a pastor, mm-hmm. which I feel like that's cap, but then she said her father supports her for having an OnlyFans while all her mom, her family members don't. Hell, her family members don't even want to keep in contact with her because she got OnlyFans. And the thing is, I just said that father is not a real father because he's a father if he supports you and loves you. Like, you know, he loves you unconditionally,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like he's also not a father if he supports you having OnlyFans that you showing your body to the world. That's where he should have drew the line. He said, I love you, I will always be there for you, but he said, but I will not support you doing OnlyFans.
I can give him a little bit of fault.
Yeah, because you a father, you love your daughter unconditionally, but
at the same time, I think that she might be lying to him as well.
Which I feel like I should have went ahead and said that, but at the same time, like, I just gave my straight up opinion, like, he's not a real man. Because, like, yeah, you love your daughter unconditionally, but at the same time, you shouldn't always support her what she does, because if she doesn't like OnlyFans, come on. But like you said, she probably lied and said, like, she doing something else. Like,
she's doing OnlyFans, but she's not doing the stuff that she doing.
Well, she is. Look at her face, bro. I just told her, like, she look like Minnie Mouse. She look like that boy off of, damn, phone table's crazy. She look like the boy... The girl's brother off of Jumanji. The old Jumanji.
The old one.
The one that we grew up on at first. Not that Kevin Hart one. It's all right, but I still like the old one with Robin Williams.
I like Robin Williams.
But listen, let me read you the comments. No, and I ain't... Like, all these... One comment said...
It's 5 o'clock already? Shit.
One comment said, Wendy's mascot.
You did say... I remember seeing that on there.
This man said she looks like a back alley Wendy's. Well, this person said this. This is what happened. Let me tell y'all, because you can't put nothing on TikTok, but at the same time, if you put something on TikTok, just prepare. You know there's consequences. You know people will say what they want to say. So that means you got to be prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
So say this. This person said this on my video, commented, out of 15 comments. It said, who are you to determine who's a real man just because she doesn't align with your personal beliefs? As long as she's not hurting anybody, her dad should support her because... She's his daughter. Yeah, he supports and loves you, but at the same time, if she has like a, she want to become a lawyer, she want to become a doctor, she doing like social work, she come and help the kids or help the peoples out here to get jobs stuff, that's what you support, because you know that's a well upstanding job, career. But why should he support you being having an OnlyFans? I feel like if he's a father, He will try anything and everything within his power to make you change your mind and steer you away from that. Because I feel that people say OnlyFans is a job. What do you think OnlyFans is a job, bro?
It is to a certain extent. Because they can say Pornhub is, being a porn star is a job.
Yeah, but at the same time,
but they call it adult film.
Yeah. But the thing is, why would she, you can't say she want to go and see somebody, because at the end of the day, bro, if people saw you on the internet, they know what you about.
Yeah.
Like, this is true. A man will judge a woman on her past, while a woman will judge a man on his future. That's the thing. And then,
it's new one. I ain't never heard that
let me
before.
Say this. I ain't know this person pointed this towards me or the other or the person that said this post. This person said, I guess his personal it's his personal view, which it is.
My personal
view. The first person come and say your personal view, like it's, she say your personal, like it is my personal view.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a it's an opinion, not a fact. I ain't say it, but it says it's, I guess it's his personal view. He's just stating that he thinks about the father's action. Everybody will complain about everything these days. I don't know, that person's pointing that towards me or them. I really didn't care. I liked it, but that Miss Pop really didn't even care about that. Then this dude had commented saying, like, I have a daughter and I would never be okay with her doing OnlyFans or corn. I would do everything I can to help her not do that.
Exactly.
I had commented on him saying father of the year.
You could do so much stuff to make more money.
Oh God.
You could work for a plant. Well, some people don't work for no plant. Airport. Start your own business, build it up from ground up, and you can make that money for you.
And the person that said, like, you know, that said the first comment saying my personal views and stuff,
mm-hmm.
they said, isn't he the one complaining about her father though? They said, hello, I'm just giving the more positive side of the story. There's no positive side.
There is no positive side.
There's no positive side. You is basically putting yourself and your father on blast. And if people who see you and know you, you just kind of ruin your father's reputation as a pastor, even if he is a pastor.
I guess the positive side of it was that she's doing OnlyFans.
And then, yeah, and guess what? The same person that said, you know, about, you know, people complain about anything these days, this person gonna say, yeah, it's criticism. It really depends on the parent if they are okay with supporting their child doing OnlyFans. Like,
people are slow.
Like, if you start complaining about every little thing, that's you. I put this on the internet. I know what I'm getting into. But at the same time, I just feel like, yeah, you support your kids, but come on, bro. Not just because
support her and doing something else.
Yeah, just not because that's your kid and they say if whatever you do reflects on your parenting.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I don't want my kid or my daughter to do anything corn related, because if you put it on the internet and if you sell these pictures of yourself, people have them. They can put it on the internet. The internet is forever. And I don't want my daughter to have a reputation of, like, she did this and then she said, you know what, I stopped, I'm done. That reputation that you started will live on until you get older.
Pictures is forever. They're going to be up there forever.
Yeah, the internet is forever. So whatever happens, it's going to be there forever. So
it's no going back after that. Like, yeah, once it's done, it's done. You can't go back on that.
Oh, God. And, like, how can you go back on that?
You can't.
People, like I said, men will judge you. Yeah, men will judge a woman on their past. If you had that in your past, it's going to be hard for you to get a man. Because he said, oh, I just did it for like a month or a year. Even if you did it for a year, they'd be thinking like, nah, I don't know about that. I'd rather have my kids, I'd rather steer them away from that. Even if my son, you know, getting it in with how many, even if I have son, you know, you getting it with how many women and stuff, but I'd be like, hey, yo, you just need to cut that out.
Hey, chill.
Yeah, you just need to chill, bro. I'd be like this. I like,
you doing too much ripping,
like,
and running.
It's not because, look, like, oh, that's your son. I raised my child well. I can, you know, stop them from their decisions, but at the same time, I don't want them to do it.
At all.
So I'm going to try anything in my power to stop them, but if they keep on doing it, that's just them. You can't just stop it. All I got to say, yeah, that's my kid. I ain't going to stop loving you. I'm never going to unclaim you.
Right.
Like, you my kid. But I'm just going to feel like, bro, I wish I could have found a way to do more to steer you away from this.
This generation is real different now, but you know.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's really like everything is justified. They got something to say. Like, everything cannot be justified by words. That's all I got to say. There's nothing you can explain to me. Like, anything, any stupid thing you can explain to me to justify, like, you know, why it's okay.
It's not. Damn.
Yeah, but like I said, criticism, like you said, criticism is criticism at the end of the day. So, like, for message for the people out here doing TikTok and stuff, like, whatever you put on the internet, that's what you put on there. Just prepare for what people say and prepare for the consequences. So I was prepared.
We got tough skins.
Yeah, I chased him. I said, yo, cuz, listen to this. He said, don't even say nothing. I wasn't going to say nothing, but I was going to say, bro, it's just my opinion. I want to, like, comment on a person, like, that said that first comment. I want to say, like, bro, it's my opinion. It's not facts. It's an opinion. I want to say, why are you treating it like it's a fact?
Because they still going to keep going on. They ain't going to stop until you say, all right, you got it. You right. He's be like, all right, yeah. I know I got it.
But then you wasted all that time.
Yeah, energy and all that. We could be doing something else. Huh?
Oh, God.
But you're arguing with them. There's no point in arguing. What the hell are we watching?
I don't know. Red Bull Soapbox race, wasn't it? But shit is crazy out here, bro.
Literally. You know what got me mad when I was in middle school? Yeah. Michelle Obama taking the damn vending machines out the damn...
That's cool.
We had everything.
Buying everything. They never took that shit out of ours.
We still had it, but she took all the good shit out.
We never got good shit taken out of ours. We used to have Big Texas and all those shit.
Man, we had motherfucking gummies and that shit. Now we got motherfucking...
We still had gummies. We had Airheads and all bites. I like that. When she said that, I was wondering, like, damn.
Nigga, we had carrots.
I would eat the hell out of carrots.
Who the fuck want to eat carrots for a snack?
Carrots, celery, and broccoli. That's you. That's me. I'm a different big nigga.
In middle school?
Yes.
Nigga, I wanted cookies.
Nigga, when they gave us broccoli, packs of broccoli, I said, you want that shit? I was a different big boy back then.
I
would've
threw that.
I'm still a different... Did this nigga just build a Galorian? That's crazy.
Oh, through the damn broccoli. Get this shit.
I ain't gonna cap. They made a soapbox Galorian?
What's a soapbox?
Like, you know, like little wooden carts and stuff.
Oh.
Like, look at that soapbox DeLorean. I ain't got a little key jacking that.
Now you sound like Jordan. I'm jacking that. I ain't gonna lie. I start using that shit.
Yeah, for real.
I started saying that
especially
shit.
Especially in the video I recorded, too. I'm low key jacking. I kept saying, I'm low key jacking. I said, no scratch. I'm a high key jacking that. The MMA basketball and MMA basketball, bro. I like
Eminem.
With Kai, with the AMP team, Kai and Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. Bro, I know, you know.
Kai was trying his hardest, bro.
God, nigga,
me personally, if I say agent later, I'll try on my mic to slam you, bro.
What? No, Phantom. Shit.
Phantom.
That boy hefty. You got a nigga, what's up?
You had Dennis just dunking on people. I like, yo, that's crazy.
I thought he was going to do dunk and jump on
people. I thought Duke Dennis was from North Carolina, bro. He's from South.
He ain't from Greenville.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people coming out of South Carolina right now.
I feel like he's one of the biggest streamers. I wonder who's the biggest streamer in South Carolina.
Probably him. Probably. I don't know nobody else streaming in South Carolina.
But, bruh. Oh, shit. I was trying to stretch my leg out. Nigga said, you dare touch my foot,
nigga. I ain't gonna lie, we was touching knees, everybody ain't gonna say shit, cause that shit was cute.
Cause my leg was right here,
I was like, this is chilling, I'm like, bro, alright, nigga.
I didn't even know my leg was right here, look at my shit.
I was like, alright, this nigga touched my knee one more time, I'm gonna say
my leg was like right here, I didn't even move.
Like, it's getting a little sussy in here, a little zesty. This nigga here rubbing my knee and
that
shit.
What was that thing I showed you with Burger King with the zesty sauce, with that dude, he's like, he said, let's try this little zesty stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. He said, let's try again. Mm-hmm.
And it was moaning.
Fucking gut.
He was moaning some more shit.
You know what's crazy? People hacked in the, some people, the hackers hacked in Spotify or DDG's account. And every time when you pull it, you put the doo-doo emoji sign, it pops up DDG or pop up doo-doo or poop. They put DDG. They said he changed some of his lyrics on his song.
Damn.
I think that's what they said. I said, that shit crazy.
They fucked this shit up. I wouldn't be like that. Well, I don't be a rapper, but I wouldn't be like just blowing up off YouTube. I'm not. I don't want to. I'm going to be like that.
You know what's crazy? Wait.
Remember this video right here. We're going to be famous off YouTube. We're going to be. Rich off YouTube.
I feel like I'm just gonna change my shit to reaction. I might just
ZTR reacts game.
Yeah, I might keep it ZTR, but they just regular ZTR. I might do like if I do gaming again, I might as well just change it to non-commentary. because all that shit, editing all that, like, nah, I'm done. Yeah,
that one. Ooh, damn.
You know what's crazy? You know they found the submarine.
Where was it at?
They found it in Canada.
Yeah, damn.
But guess what?
No, I thought they found part of it, not the whole
thing. Yeah, they found parts of it in Canada. Them dudes is gone.
What? There's some, I'm sad to say, but there's some dumbasses. Yeah. You know, even the CEO was in there, too.
Yeah, I know.
He had $1 billion. That's all. Yeah.
You spend $250,000 to have to sit in there to take a ride. I'm like, you dumb as shit. And you know those were experienced people.
Oh, yeah. You know that.
But guess what? My dad, when he gave us a video, you know that was the Titanic?
Mm-hmm.
That's really not the Titanic. That was called the Olympic. The reason is the Titanic had a sister ship.
Oh, damn.
The Olympic, they said the Olympic basically was, because like how in the world an iceberg took down a ship? Think about that. And remember, this, let me put you on, let's get philosophical real quick. Let's get philosophical.
Philosophical.
But listen, actually we seen the video, you know JP Morgan, right? JP Morgan.
I think so.
One of the most biggest banks in the U.S.?
Oh, yeah.
Well, basically, the Titanic, that really wasn't the Titanic, because they was trying to, the biologists who took the ship knew that wasn't true, that it didn't get sunk by iceberg, and that really wasn't the real Titanic, because the ship that you see right now,
yes,
that they said that's not the Titanic, yes, that's basically is the Titanic.
That's the real Titanic right
there. The Titanic they got in the ships right now, that's the actual Titanic that they had years ago. But the one under the sea, that's not the Titanic. That's the sister ship.
That's the Olympic.
That's the Olympic. That thing is, that's what they call it, the Olympic. I forgot because my dad showed the video. The thing was, it never got sunk by iceberg in the front, because the Olympic, JP, early 1900s. JP Morgan was, he ate the fuck out of that bar. JP Morgan, like how the stock was, like where money was, during those wars, JP Morgan took 40% of the money. So they was like one of the biggest banks out there, like one of the biggest investments out there. So anything and everything money wise can go through them.
Oh.
But the thing was, with the FDIC, the federal, for the banks, like, you know, they said to protect our money, but technically we would have never had the FDIC if the billionaires that was in the bank, I mean, that the billionaires that was in competition with JP Morgan back then never died in that wreck. If they never died in that wreck signing the papers for the FDIC, the government would have never took over the banks. The people would have took over the banks. And the money that's in, and the money that's in the banks would have been stayed our money, instead of the banks taking a percentage of the money, to loan it out to people.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get the percentage back plus interest, and just give us a little bit, like a literally pennies on the dollar.
That would have been even better.
And the thing was, the Olympic had sustained fire damage.
Damn.
So
how the fuck did it sink then?
But the thing was, it's like this. The Olympic had sustained fire damage. You know how when steel, basically that's when U.S. Steel was back. U.S. Steel was one of the biggest steel manufacturing companies out there. And once the fire broke out on the Olympic, it got so bad, like, you know how steel get hot and morphs.
Yeah.
And once they told that, JP was on top of that, because they was making investments on that ship. But it would have cost them like over, it would cost them more to fix it than they paid to get it built. So the only thing they did was go ahead and patch it up. They patch it up and they respray painted to make it look like the Titanic.
So they was just trying to make another
model. And the thing was, the people who actually survived that shipwreck, that were alive during, like, you know, to tell the story, they said they didn't get a hit by iceberg. They said they heard bombs go off, like an explosion went off on that ship.
It was really an attack.
Yeah, no, the thing was, it was planned.
What the fuck?
Remember, they wanted to sign the paper to do the FDIC, so the government could go over the banks, where, you know, the government can control the money.
Stop talking, because the government might get your ass. Yeah.
No, it's already out. The video, that's what they said. I'm going with what the video said. But the thing, that's how it was. They said the billionaires never had. That's what, all this is what they said in the video. the video that my dad got, I'll probably put in it. It's gonna be probably be linked down in the description down below so y'all can see for yourselves. Cause it's already on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
It's already, the link for that video is gonna be down in the description for itself. But this is what they think, and this is the theory. This is like the actual. They said the reason why they didn't want to hear the people. They didn't want to hear the people's story because everybody's story was the same, so they changed it up.
To make it sound like more suspenseful.
To make it sound like it was an actual accident, like an actual wreck. But some people said something like they heard explosions go off, and they were trying to say there's no way the ship, how in the world if the iceberg hit the front of the ship to make it sink, but how did the center of the ship cave in? Water doesn't push anything, it pushes it out.
That definitely makes sense. Now, I had to think about it.
Yeah, you see what I mean? They said when it hit the center of the ship, water doesn't push anything in. It doesn't cave in. It pushes it out.
So I'm about to say, if it hits the front of the, if the iceberg hits the front of the boat, it's going to mess up the front of the boat.
Yeah,
it's
not so so how did the iceberg hit the middle of the boat?
It didn't.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless it ripped through.
That's what they saying.
So they really made a movie for no reason, just to
dramatize it. That's what I'm hearing from the video. Damn that mouse, bro. Damn. But back on here. I'm sorry. I had to go back to that. Man, I had to get philosophical.
I'm hungry. Fuck out.
I'm hungry too. I had to get philosophical for a moment.
How much time we got?
I don't know.
Nigga's hungry and sleepy.
You sleepy?
Hmm?
So who's sleeping?
Me, nigga.
That's crazy. Who did I accept? I accept some shit? What the hell? Who was you? Did I accept this shit today? That's crazy. Well, snap.
That shit was about it.
I know, nigga. I like it. I thought I had it. That's stupid. I
thought I had it for you.
I thought I did. It was somebody on here. It from a contact. I must have had to something else. Mm-hmm. I didn't use Snap in a minute. I ain't gonna cap.
It's been an hour and 11. I set them up all.
Oh my god. God damn. Shit is crazy how this man said that shit.
Oh.
Let's get back on topic. As they said, they found the submarine, and it was like crushed ass coated soda can. And they found body parts. How you gonna have a funeral now? Closed casket. No casket. I'm sorry.
Keeps it.
No casket, nigga.
The same time.
You gay as hell. I'm sorry.
I hope they got food. God, my bad. I'm over here talking about food, bro.
I'm hungry too. Let's see this last one. Just an off episode. Like, how y'all doing today? You know what's crazy?
What?
Like, you know they used the Logitech game controller.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Shit that. You know the Logitech stock got hit by that shit. They stock kind of dropped because of that dumb ass shit.
I ain't buy that shit no more.
Like, how the hell do people blame Logitech and they use a controller to go down there on the?
They use a whole controller to go down in a submarine. You know the man was in debt, right? The owner of the business was in debt, right?
He was.
Yeah.
Shit is crazy.
I think it was like $200,000 or $1 million. He was in debt. With some company, so I'm like, maybe he did it on purpose.
Kill yourself, bro. Shit. Use a lie. That's a crazy world we live in.
Most definitely, because what the hell?
What are they going to do next? Take a helicopter in space? That. Stupid. That's really stupid. My question, cuz, for your channel, would you ever do those on prank, those prank videos?
Yeah, I thought about doing them too.
How about in the hood?
Oh, hell no, fuck.
Thank you. I'm not even gonna say, yeah, go ahead and risk your life. Nigga, pull out a gun and take everything you got.
Yeah, I must be stuck on stupid for that shit.
I don't get those people. Don't you think, you know one thing, back on TikTok, you know what kind of is stupid? How the world do people go ahead, especially some females, go ahead and videotape themselves crying over some shit?
No, this
nigga. Like, nigga, you gotta put it on the thing, set it up, open up the app, record, and get everything right. Ooh. Is that pretty? Is that good enough? Yes, good enough. Oh, I be thinking like, bro. I be thinking, I say, nigga, that's a whole process that you gotta go through. Like, come on, bro.
At this point, what the fuck you doing?
I don't know. And also people who do that, like, you know, give back to people, like, home. I feel like here's the $100. I feel like when the camera go off, get that shit back.
You in the burgers and shit too?
Well, some of them are real. I ain't gonna lie.
Some are real, but at the point, what's the point of doing that?
Some people gotta eat, man. Shit. Some people want to give back to people, like, you know, as they get too much food. Some people say they get too much food, instead of, like, you know, letting it spoil, they do it and give it to people on the streets.
But people who do that and then get it back,
that'd be crazy if they really do that. That's mad disrespectful. Like a New York nigga.
That's mad disrespectful.
That's mad disrespectful, bro. Like, you really go cook that in front of them, cook that for them, and take the food back. You know how bad that shit is, bro. It's a thank you, I'll take that back. Yeah, thank you. You really thought I was gonna give you food? Not really. It's like you thought.
Now I'm interested in this.
I ain't gonna cap. I saw videos like this shit growing up.
Parkour?
Yeah, parkour videos. That shit was interesting as hell, bro.
Yeah, like I'm locked into this now. Is this it, my boy?
This might be it, my boy, because I'm hungry as hell.
What? Like, I hope they got food there.
Okay. Matter of fact, that's all right, because remember those ribs? Matter of fact, okay, people, this is 4th of July, lazy episode. You know, we talk about random stuff. We're going to have another one coming soon. We hungry as hell. We didn't eat nothing. So, you know what? This has been your boy, Zach Dariah, aka ZTR.
And your boy, Bam Tom, aka Bambino.
We out. We'll be right back.